This morning, let me invite you to join us as we have been doing so long now in the book of Revelation. We are still in the 22nd chapter, and would that there were a chapter 23, but this is as far as we can go with this. We're coming to verse 16 this morning. While you find your way there, let me remind you that next Sunday evening, will be the regularly scheduled taking of the Lord's Supper. So we will, as we did last time, endeavor to make this as hygienic and as safe as possible. And so, just be aware of that, and if you would pray as well for that meeting next Sunday night, the first Sunday in September. All right, this is where we are. Revelation 22 and verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. And if we could, let's bow for a word of prayer before we commence here. We're convinced, Lord, that you know our need personally. You know the need of each in this room. You know the need of all who hear. And we may think it this, we may think it that, but we sense in our heart that our greatest need is to hear from you. Wash us, we pray. Cleanse us, we ask. Open our ears, we plead. O God, that our heart might be warm towards what the Spirit of truth might say to each and any of us, Lord. So we ask your blessing on this time, and we seek this of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sinclair Ferguson, he's a Scottish pastor and theologian, once took his congregation through the book of Romans as an evening study. And by the way, he says, I really believe in evening services. We need the Word of God as much as we can hear it. He set aside and took, I think, something like 18 months to cover that one book. He called it the Mount Everest of the New Testament. He says we all ought to scale it at least once. But towards the end of their study in the book, his people so enjoyed themselves and they so enjoyed the study and they were so reluctant to come to the conclusion of their study that they said to him once he got into chapter 16, can you slow it down? Can you take it verse by verse now and just drag this out as long as we can? And if you remember Romans 16, you'll know the problem that would face such a question. It's mostly personal. Greetings to so-and-so. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. Greet Mary, greet Andronicus, greet Ampliatus, greet Urbanus, greet Apelles, greet, and on he goes. These are hard things to build sermons around, right? And you could, I guess it's conceivable, because it's all God-breathed, it's all the word of the Lord. But fortunately, with verse 22 here, with chapter 22 here, we have more to seize upon in every verse than one would in, say, chapter 16, the final chapter of the book of Romans. Our closing verse here, well, this verse that we're looking at, verse 16, is a prime example of a verse that is full. And we hope that we can do it half justice, at least, as we spend an entire morning with this. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Now, I'd like to start with a question. Why is this verse here? And I trust it's not an impertinent question, but something that might help us to honestly ask a question. What is the reason of this? Why is this question here? I mean, here we are in the epilogue, and John has been describing to us, or he's been concluding his letter for us, and then he tells us of this interview that he has with the angel, and he's wrapping things up, and then suddenly we hear this statement from our Lord Jesus. And the question is, well, why? Why is this here? And I suggest to you a short answer would be, it's just for our encouragement. It's here for our encouragement, meaning this, that this revelation, this book of Revelation, with all that's here, all of its exhortation, all of its caution, all of its encouragement, the warnings, all of it that's here, all of its prediction, all of its promise, it doesn't come from the heart of an ingenious fellow. It comes with divine authority. It comes from the Lord himself. And I think this is the thing that's being underlined here as we get right there towards the end, and suddenly our Lord speaks and he says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things. Now, we could look at it this way or think of it this way, and this is where I'm going to ask you to turn back with me in your Bible to 2 Thessalonians. We'll go there for just a moment to see if we can find some rationale for our thought here. In 2 Thessalonians, this third chapter, right there towards the very end, verse 17, Paul says something interesting. He says, I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. And this is the distinguishing mark in every letter. This is the way I write. You know the situation. I think Jeff shared with us that there were even shops, professional shops you could go to. Someone could write for you. Maybe your handwriting was something like mine, sort of scrawling like a chicken dancing across the page. But there were men that hired themselves out that could write beautifully. If you've ever seen the handwriting of Katie Middlebrook, it's just like artwork. And if she ever writes you anything, well, good for you. And it's legible and it's beautiful. And there was men that could do this. Scribes, secretaries,
Thank you. Jesus Christ be with you. Oh, yes, please. I pray so many people hear that. And I pray so much for your encouragement. That poem. That encouraging thought. Not only this point of my mind as you go throughout the book, the first verse of chapter 2, which brings up the gathering together to him because of the coming of our Lord Jesus, the third verse speaks of sort of destruction coming forth. And the eighth verse of that same chapter says that son of righteousness will be slain with the death of our Lord Jesus when he comes. And that's the kind of thing that changes in his life, and I want to know that one with authority. And this is what he's saying. And so, subscribing your name to something that makes it in a sense, validates it, it corroborates it, it authenticates it. And suddenly, we have in verse 16, and now Matthew chapter 22, Revelation, I, Jesus. This doesn't come as more inspired than God called. It's just as inspired. It's a different person speaking. It is the one who inspired Paul. It is the one who moved Paul about. It's the one who guided Paul as he wrote. It's the one who revealed himself to Paul. And not to John. And so he is now speaking, and he is validating and corroborating and authenticating all that's been said in this. Well, I was calling it a question, but actually it is, isn't it? And that's the first part. He sent this to the churches, and he let them read this, and he gives them a list of the churches in Asia Minor. I, Jesus, I told you a story about a professor in SFA who once stood before his class with an A. He came out of the blackboard, if you understand. Now the professor can say virtually anything he or she wants. At this question at that time stood before me at the class, and for what reason I'm not exactly sure, but said something like this, that this book, the book of Revelation, was really not about Jesus. And in fact, you don't see him mentioned in this book. You see God names, if they want to allude to, but you don't see the name of Jesus here. You don't see the person of Jesus being described. Well, I tell you, a statement like that draws you back to the book. And it sure looks such as a statement of, as long as I have my trusty and trusting in the concordance to say, all right, let's look at the name of Jesus. You find that there is lots of entries. You all read that in the book. Is there anything in the book of Revelation? Yes, there is. There's only the answer. There are only counted how many times that's the name of Jesus appeared in the book. You want to guess? 7 times. No. Not that. 7 times. John's favorite number doubled. The name of Jesus appears 14 times in this book. And then the class, though, like you said, all these numbers, don't they? These scriptures. He is the Lord of the tribe of Judah. He is the blind morning star. He is the King. He is the Lord. Yes, David's been inside. Starts the book.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Jesus.